Okay? I'm going to have her ask the question again, and I'm going to have you answer it now for the whole wide world.
Okay.
Since our guest is still not here. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm not turning a grizzly bear loose on you, girl. You're a lamb. I'm bad enough, okay? So ask the question again and let Peter give you the skinny. I mean, I had Lyme too, but I never really got too crazy about this, that, and the other. I just wanted it all gone, okay?
Yeah.
And because I had years of dealing with other ailments before Lyme, including cancer, you know, I was a pro at doing what it was necessary to get well. So, go ahead, ask that question. We are live and in person. Hello, everyone, and welcome. We're here again and again, Saturday, coffee, tea with me, and area code 317. Who's that this morning?
It's Donna.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Okay, well, Diane and Paul, we're going to ask Peter a $64 question since our special guest has not arrived. So let's continue in that vein. Go ahead, Diane.
Okay, hi. Good morning, everyone. So, Peter, so I believe I've had, I've been on the Logos Lyme protocol with the Lyme extension for about three and a half years. And I've noticed that I probably had this Bartonella for the majority of it, but it only appears like every few months. But when it appears, it's really debilitating. It's very itchy and red and inflamed. It moves around my body. And I'm getting committed to the nutritionals, but I just feel like maybe I need to add something else. And if you'd have any advice or any addition to what I might do?
Yes, I do, actually. There is a gentleman by the name of Byron White. He has a physician's network, and he has been treating Lyme. He's a Lyme literate doctor and has been treating Lyme and Bartonella for over 30 years. I have great faith in him. He has a number of tinctures, one of which is called ABART. It may be rather costly, but it has the necessary tincture components that will more fully address, aside from Mel's protocol, more aggressive. It's a heroic therapy where you're going to actually go after the Bartonella spirochetes. But the problem is he used to have a physician's network. He has a licensed certified practitioner network of office managers and people that you need to see before you can't just buy them online. That's the way it used to be. So I would write this down, Byron White Formulas. I believe it's ByronWhiteFormulas.com. And what you can do is he used to have a practitioner finders portal where you could find a possible practitioner in his network somewhere close to your area.
Right.
And at that point, it's like visiting a Lyme literate doctor. They will consult with you and determine whether or not you're a candidate for their formulas, and if so, they will prescribe the formulas for you. They are a fee for service network. I don't know if they take Medicare or Medi-Cal. Again, it's been some time now since I had any experience with them, but people in the past have shared with me, and the particular tincture ingredient profile in that are some of the ones that I use singularly, teasel, dragon's blood, cryptolepis, some very powerful herbs. So it's wise that they do it that way. It's an investment you'll have to decide, you and Paul, if you want to make, but that would be the next step I would lead you towards in terms of addressing the Bartonella more aggressively. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks, Mel.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you, Diane. Yes, dear. Diane, you wanted to say something?
Oh, no, I just said thanks, Mel.
Well, you're welcome, Diane. Hey, Paul, how we doing over there?
Paul just went to jump in the shower.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess he's doing fine.
He's doing pretty good.
All right. So, again, right now we do not have a guest. It happens. I can't explain why, because I didn't get a return call all this week. But we'll figure it out. We'll let you know what happened. But we're going to keep on going around the room because, you know, people probably have some really good questions. So, Sonny, do you have a question? Any question at all?
No.
Okay, well, we're glad you're here. All right. Yolanta, how about you? Lately, you've had good questions.
Not this time. I'm struggling with the cold because I'm not sure what to do besides the protocol.
Okay, well, do you know what? You ever hear about rescue soup?
About what?
Rescue soup.
No.
Okay. Rescue soup is made with chicken broth and diced celery leaves. And those leaves have so many nutritional properties. Okay, one of the vegetables with the highest vitamin content. So I always make that when I'm dealing with the cold, and I recommend it. And if you can spell rescue, which I can, in those few words I can, I mean, you can put that in the search engine and read about it. Other people add chicken in it. I've added breast chicken diced up into the soup. It's very good for you. And when normally when I make it, I'll eat as much as I can, and then I wind up wanting to take a nap. And boy, when I wake up, I always feel a heck of a lot better. So you might try rescue soup. And then Peter's going to throw in a few things you might throw in there now to help get the cold to disappear quicker. Pete, you got any more ideas for her?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Yolanta. How are you?
Okay. Under the weather.
Yeah. Okay, so what I advise for you that really has been helpful for me and others, especially in the COVID environment, is you have to get to a health food store or online, get your hands on some quercetin. That's spelled Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, quercetin. Did you get that spelling okay?
Okay.
And then you want to combine the other thing you want to get is some zinc. And since, are you taking, since zinc downgrades copper, are you taking the immunogenics copper right now?
No, just a silver at this point.
Okay, so I want you to get some additional zinc. You can get some, look for a brand that has copper in it as well, because it will diminish copper in your system, so you don't want to take a lot of additional zinc without copper. Maybe you could get a small thing of the immunogenics. I think I saw Mel where they had it on sale. But if not, look in your local health food store, and they should have quercetin for you as well. And then the third thing is vitamin C. So you want 500 milligrams as the normal dose for the quercetin. You want to take one of those and whatever the suggested dose for zinc is with 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and I would take that at least twice a day.
Okay, quercetin and zinc.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Okay, got it, thank you.
The quercetin acts, just so you understand, the quercetin does the same thing that hydroxychloroquine did during the COVID pandemic. It's called an ionophore. So our cells have fat membranes. It's also called a translipid rafter. It will raft carry the vitamin C and zinc into the cells through the fat layer, and where they can go to work on the viruses and eliminate the viruses in a very huge way. So that's why the quercetin works. I wanted to share with you that as well. It's part of the three-way synergy that makes it so effective, because it takes the vitamin C into the cells, and that's where the cells, vitamin C deactivates viruses. So that's why it makes it so potent, three together. Okay?
Okay. I don't have any health food stores locally. Could I get it on Amazon then, you think?
I imagine you could, or you could go to, let's see. Yeah, you could look, you could just put quercetin in to your search engine, and they would give you probably some companies where you could go direct, either one. I prefer you go direct to a company because you have probably a better quality assurance when you do that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sister. I'll be praying that you get better. And it's a great question. A lot you even if you have to get it online and it takes a week to arrive, you'll still be better off because there's a new variation of COVID called EIV. It actually stands for interim virus. It's another way to name just, you know, the types of viruses that have been causing colds for you know, decades in our walk. But it will help you, if it's COVID, it could be an extended experience with this that could last a couple months. So even if you have to wait a week to get it, I would still advise you take it because it will shorten the interim, how long you have it, and diminish the severity of it as well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Yolanta.
Hope that helps.
All right. Good morning, Lori. Come in, Lori. Morning.
Hi, everyone. I was interested in Pete on that Byron White formulas. I don't know if I need them. How bad does the Bordella have to be to? I mean,
well, that has to be done by a consult with one of their practitioners. They are extreme. They're what's called heroic therapies. Like our chlorine dioxide, they're an offensive agent to reduce infection. So we've got to make sure that we've been on the protocol long enough, and you can work with Mel on this, to make sure that your elimination pathways are clear so that your liver is good to get rid of the extra die-off they'll create. I don't suggest that people use them unless they haven't had any success on this protocol outside of a year or more. It's something you need to talk to Mel about. Talk to your primary care physician. But they're very aggressive therapies, but they do work because of that.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Lori. How you doing?
Good. Yep, doing all right today.
Aren't you doing someone's hair today?
Nope, not today.
Oh, listen, if I fly you out here, will you cut my hair? I lost my coiffure. But you got to be able to braid my ponytail when you're done.
I want to know who's braiding that ponytail for you.
The girl who was cutting my hair, who quit her job, and they won't tell me where she is. And I'm hoping and praying that eventually she'll call me, because I bought her a book on braiding, okay? And I brought her fruit and gave a decent tip. And she has my card, so I keep thinking, well, maybe she'll call me, you know, and then I'll find out where she is, and I won't have to start searching for a new chauffeur on top of everything else. Oh, yeah. All right. So, let's see now. Okay, Donna G. Good morning, Donna G.
Morning.
Do you have any questions you would like to ask at this time?
I do not.
Okay, well, you know, guys, we went around the room. We don't have a huge crowd, but we don't have a guest speaker. So if anybody else has a question at all, I would suggest that you put your hand up now. Okay. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do Hump Day Wednesday recording to add some time to this call to give you some updates. Okay, the first update, are you ready, Pete? Oh, I got him muted. Are you ready, Pete?
Yeah, and if you need to bring more information, I just finished some personal research on food intolerances are up about 20%, so I can review the difference between food sensitivities and food intolerances for your listeners this morning if you'd like.
Well, I think we're going to do a call on diet anyway in the next couple of weeks, so we're going to hold off on that.
Okay,
but I
no
want
problem.
You to be pay attention here, because this first thing is about Kathy. All right. So, first of all, Kathy is now going to hire our webmaster, because he will be more effective and much less expensive than what she has, which I've complained to her for years, and she'll tell you. He doesn't stop that her webmaster is getting a lot of money for nothing. So I'm very excited, because it'll even make our relationship even stronger. And although Kathy's stuff is expensive, she's an awfully great human being and been helping people longer than I have. So, with that being said, the contest will be held on the 28th. And this will be in print for you to read tomorrow, but it's recorded. And the entries have to be in by midnight the 27th. That's the Friday before. And we'll do all the reading and voting on the 28th, that Saturday, as the conference call, even though it's the last Saturday of the month. So, it's going to be 50 words or less, what it is you love about the product, products, the company, whatever, okay? And the prizes. Oh, one of the geese got loose. All right. I'll get to the geese in a minute. So the first place prize is 1 gallon. Now, I don't know. I think that probably equates to like $100 or more. I'm not sure, but she told me. First place is a gallon. Second place is a half a gallon or 64 ounces. And third place is a toxic disease starter kit, which has lots of different things in it, all very useful, and gives one an opportunity at the best price to purchase all these things as a package than they would ever get if they purchased them separately. So, 3 prizes, which is 1 more than last contest and 2 more than my contest, which wound up having a tie and was 2 as well. But 3 prizes, 50 words or less, by the 27th, contest on the 28th, Kathy will be there. So, that would be the news on that front. Now, I mentioned geese. On the 1st of December, at approximately 7 o'clock in the morning, a bunch of geese went over the 2 soccer fields outside all my windows, honking as always. But I saw that they made like a 180-degree turn and started landing on the soccer field. Oh, okay. I hadn't really seen much of that before, but whatever. Well, it kept coming. Every flock that came over the fields that heard the ones on the ground honking made a turn and landed. And by the time they started to leave at approximately 9 o'clock, which is about an hour and 50 minutes to be exact later, there were 2,000 or 3,000 geese covering both the soccer fields. You could not see the grass. It was quite incredible. And then this morning, 2 weeks later, we had a similar event, but with a lot less geese. I would say maybe 400 or 500. But no matter where I've lived and how rural and how it was, I've never seen anything quite like that. So that was kind of interesting. And then this month, there's a ton of birthdays, okay? I think, Peter, are you born in this month?
No, I want your readers to know tomorrow is Mel's birthday, everybody. I think he's going to be 78, but my birthday's in January, brother.
Okay, that's what I... Okay, so you're a Pisces or a Capricorn? Or...
Capricorn.
Okay, a Capricorn.
That's
all right, well, let me get everybody's birthday that I know about. My birthday tomorrow, I wish I was 78, I wish I was 68, I wish I was 58... But I'm going to be 79, 1 more year away from 8 decades on Earth. Not bad for a guy who never thought he'd ever make 50. And then we also have John B. this month. I think that's 2 days after me. And then we have Nancy's birthday this month.
Got better, but you can accomplish so then. So you kind of qualify. I'll go on the website and see. Byron White tinctures, Abart tincture, called Abart.
Who's ever talking, could you please mute yourself? Thank you. Really appreciate that. All right. So, see, I got Nancy in, I got John in. I think that's it. If anyone else has a birthday, you know, speak up now or they know of anyone else on the website who's got a birthday this month.
I do.
Wait a minute. Is that Donna G?
Yeah.
What day?
The 24th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I asked if you got cheated out of presents.
No, I didn't.
No, I know you told me they were really good about it.
Yeah.
And then there's Miss Donna G on the 24th. So, I mean, interesting month full of birthdays. Time to feel good. I already know what I'm making. When I thank everybody for their birthday wish, I have a picture to put on that post, which will show you what I am making for myself tomorrow. So, but I need to make it to get the picture, so it won't be coming until, I don't know, Tuesday, Wednesday, when I thank everybody who took the time to say happy birthday to me. I don't know. Kind of interesting in a sense. All right, so what else is going on? Still not a lot of posting. Not a lot of posting going on. I've talked to quite a few people who have gotten well here in the past week. The first treasurer of the original He Cures All Foundation, Deanna. I've also spoke to the first secretary of the He Cures All Foundation, that's Aunt Laura, and put those two together. And if I'm not mistaken, if I got this right, yes, on January 18th, we're going to have them here. January 4th, we're going to have Maria, who's been threatening to be 100% for about a year. And on the 28th, we're going to have Kathy. And next week, I'm not exactly sure. I think we might have John. Okay? And again today, we were supposed to have Mickey Mouse. And I'm just hoping that whatever it is that kept her from being here, that she's really okay. As soon as I know more, I'll pass it along. Weather, okay, we're getting some days lucky with mid to high 50s. Most days 40s, nights in the teens. Not a lot of snow on the ground here, but there's a ton of snow above us. I think that's about it. Anybody have anything they want to add? I'm sorry our guest didn't show up, guys. You know, if she shows up later, I'll see you tomorrow. She might have had the time wrong. Anybody else have a question? Now's a good time to bring it up. All right, we're just going to let this slide. Short call, some good information. There always is. I'm glad you all joined us today. We're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to have prayer, fellowship, and some jokes. And I don't know. That's about it. Anybody else have anything they want to say? Okay. Well, thank you all for joining me today. Okay. Pete, I'll talk to you in a little while. Make sure you got everything for the Natural Genesis contest. And people enter, okay? And communicate in the forum. More people got well in the past, and there was a hell of a lot more communication. And I believe that the lack of is one of the reasons it's taking longer for everyone to get well, including all the other things that have been put in the air. But anyway, guys, have a happy holiday as best as possible. I will be available on my birthday to talk and on Christmas Day, as I have been for every holiday and birthday, Christmas, you name it, since we started this website, which will be 16 years old on February 3rd, 2025. Getting as old as me. All right. Guys, have a blessed day. Again, I apologize. I can't explain why the guest did not show, but I will, and I will pass it on. We'll reschedule her if everything is okay. Bye-bye. Thank you all so much, and have a great day. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Oh, hey, Sonny. Sonny. Sunny, she's gone. All right. So, Donna G.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you, sweetie. I really appreciate that. You have a great day. Okay, if you don't come tomorrow, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds great. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye. Yolanta. I guess she's gone. That's it.